HQ presents Open Minded by Chloe Seeger. Read by Victoria Morrison and Cicely Whitehead. Chapter 1. Scuba Dive Before It's Too Late. Holly. I'm getting engaged tonight. Oh God, there I go again. I remind myself for the billionth time that it's not definite. So Will booked a fancy restaurant. I looked it up. It's got a roof terrace and floor-to-ceiling windows with a 360 view of London and serves a lot of things I can't identify on the menu. Therefore, it's not any old run-of-the-mill restaurant. It's very obviously a place where one might propose. And so he's been shifty all week, like he has something to hide. Also, I noticed he's wearing his best jumper, the one he bought from Shetland that's not dyed and is unique in colour to the sheep from which it was shorn. Even though it's not near either of our birthdays, mine's in May and his is September, and we've just had Christmas and neither of us has recently had a promotion that I know of, and it is biologically impossible for him to be pregnant. So, what? Maybe Will is just doing something nice because he feels like it. January is a gloomy month. Maybe he's sick of only ever doing nice things in December. Maybe he read an article in a men's magazine about spontaneity and making more of an effort and spicing up one's day-to-day life. Except, Will never books a surprise. Never in all the years that we've been together, unless it's one of the aforementioned special occasions. We're both turning 30 this year, so we're the right age. We've been together nearly a decade. We had Mason and Leah's wedding in October. Beautiful, but a shame about her aunt who nearly died choking on an olive during the speeches. And Lawrence and Philippa just got engaged. It's happening all around us. It makes sense. It's time. I coat my left eyelashes in mascara. My hand is shaking so it doesn't go on neatly, and then I blink, smudging it down my face anyway. I've never been naturally skilled at putting on makeup, and being nervous doesn't help. As I'm trying to undo the damage, Will appears behind me in the mirror. I quickly stop pulling mascara face and try to apply it in a casually attractive way instead. He roots around in a cupboard and pulls out a hardly used bottle of aftershave. You look nice. He observes me, spraying some product on his neck. Thank you. I flush. I'm wearing a square-collar gingham dress that I chose because I remembered Will likes it. I savour the feeling of his eyes on me. I correct my mascara mishap and put the finishing touches to my lipstick, then stand back and look at myself in the mirror. I do look nice. I had my hair cut yesterday in preparation for this evening, so I have no straggly split ends. I even painted my nails, despite the fact that I can never get my eyeliner quite symmetrical and my hair never stays in place no matter how long I spend on it. There is nothing I love more than getting dressed up. This feeling is why I started working in fashion. As Will passes behind me on the way out, he squeezes my bum. 10 minutes later, I'm watching him lock our front door. I look up at our little grey brick terrace flat with the blue front door that's been our home for 4 years and wonder how long we will stay here once we're engaged. Will's always talked about wanting to move to the countryside one day. I'd like to as well. If it wasn't for my job, I'd have gone by now. I've never been as enamoured with London as everyone else seems to be. Mostly, I find it intensely stressful. We walk hand in hand down to the train station. It's an unusually mild, bright evening for this time of year, and I savour the crisp air in my lungs. Everyone we know had so much angst about turning 30, but I muse to myself as I picture walking down the aisle towards Will. I think I'm going to like it. We're both quiet on the train. Will's quite a serious man. It's intensely sexy. And when he's nervous about something, he retreats far into himself until that thing is over. An interview, an important meeting, lunch with his parents. Not that he's necessarily got anything to be nervous about tonight, I remind myself, because he is not definitely proposing. On the walk to the restaurant, I observe everything around me closely, trying to take a mental snapshot and remember the little details of this, possibly, but not definitely, momentous evening in our lives. Obviously, if he doesn't end up proposing, then it's no harm done. I'll just forget about how many street lamps we passed and that little dog's yappy bark and the middle-aged woman complaining to her friend about how she just doesn't trust the food in Asda. But if he is proposing, I'll be able to tell our children everything exactly as it happened. We arrive and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?